I remember reading somewhere once upon a time that one of the things that really makes successful people is that they learn to do the things that they hate to do, and that they don't like doing them either, but they want the outcome more than their dislike of not having to do it. And as I've considered that, I really think that there's a lot of truth in that statement. Every one of our days are filled with stuff that we really don't want to do. And right now I'm driving home for a bite of lunch, and I've spent a morning doing a whole bunch of stuff that I really didn't want to do. You know, looking at particular things on my list and thinking, oh, seriously, I'd rather do something else. And, you know, unless we're kind of focused and unless we kind of keep a bit of vision, we will always find that, kind of like water, our priorities and our time will always kind of go to the lowest thing, the easiest thing, the simplest thing. But sometimes there's great advancements to be made by stuff that we don't actually really want to do. But it's interesting too, because often the stuff that we don't want to do, it sits in our mind and it plagues us until we do it anyway. So here's my encouragement. Find one thing or two things that you don't want to do that have been sitting on your list to do for quite a while. Just get the darn things done. Just put them down on a box and tick the box at the end of the day and get them done. And you'll often find too that it brings an immense amount of peace into your world when you've actually finally done those things that you've been putting off forever. But also too, it helps kind of keep the main thing, and the most important things the most important when we take the time to really do the things that we don't want to do. In fact, I've heard it said actually that if you do the things that you don't want to do when you don't want to do them, then eventually you'll be able to do the things that you do want to do when you do want to do them. And I think that's pretty good advice.